The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for girls high school basketball as Tuslaw goes against Highland. Here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center here at Dave Schneeball Court. The Highland Lady Hawks, a record of 8-1 on the year. They won 8 games in a row, playing host to Tuslaw. The Mustangs, a record of 6-2, and they've won 6 of the last 7 contests. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Schneeball on the pregame show on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Schneeball, coming with a record of 8-1 in the season, winners of 8 games in a row. And Brady, for you, just how do you like the way your team is playing at this time of part of the season?
Playing well, yeah. Starting to learn how to play together and kind of figure out not only what, you know, their individual roles are, but also what everyone else's are, and, you know, how we can bring those together. So, like where we're at right now, this is our 5th game in 9 days, so I think our kids are ready to get the Christmas break, but no, we got a big one tonight yet.
Big one tonight, non-conference game on your home floor, taking on Tustall. A team comes in at 6-2, and of course, some size inside. Dustin Yolkowski, Brianna McCabe kind of lead the way for this team.
Yeah, two phenomenal post players. They get up and down. They're not your normal just stand on the block and wait for the pass to come in. They defend at a high level. They play extremely hard. They rebound well. And then they run the floor extremely well. So for us, it's a matter of, you know, playing that team defense, five defenders on the floor, know where the ball's at all times. And then when we get the ball, we want to push the ball tonight.
Obviously, a challenge for everybody as a whole here, but how about with Joplin in particular, Ellie Hamburger, girls like that need to match up with them as well?
Yeah, exactly. They're the ones with the matchups tonight on those kids. And so trying to keep them out of foul trouble early on will be important. And, you know, for us on the offensive end, try to pick our moments and go with it. But, yeah, we'll have to do a good job with those two post players. But then they've also got some great guards as well, guards who can stroke it. So should be a good challenge.
Good challenge. I know these girls are going to look for that. You guys are looking for that. You want to have that challenge here. That can let you know where you're at.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, one of the reasons I want to get Tussle on the schedule was, you know, they play a lot of zone. And we don't see a ton of that. And so for us having to go against something like that, figure out how to score against, you know, some really good zone is important for us come tournament time.
All right, Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
Attention sophomores, the time to apply for next school year at Buckeye Career Center is now. With 34 exciting programs to choose from, there's something for everyone. Whether you're interested in technology, healthcare, manufacturing, or agriculture, spots are still available in programs like outdoor power equipment technology. In this hands-on lab, you'll learn how to repair and maintain ATVs, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, and more. Other in-demand programs include precision machining, meat cutting, floral design, and CAD. Apply online today at Buckeye Career Center. Center.org.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
In tonight's Junior Varsity Contest, it was a two-quarter game, and Highland won that game over Tuslaw by the score of 21-1. A season ago, Highland finished up as the outright IVC South Division champions, going 12-0. Tuscaloosa, of course, finished up in second place at 10-2. Highland was 20-2 overall in the regular season, of course, last year. And for Tuscaloosa last year, they finished up at 12-2 and is co-champs of the Principals Athletic Conference with CVCA, each going 12-2 in the conference. And Tuscaloosa went 19-6 overall on the season for them last year. For Highland, of course, advanced to the Division 4 Regional Championship game, where they would fall to Waterford in overtime, 53-51. And for Tuscaloosa in the Division 3 Northeast 1 District, they would advance to the District Semifinals, where they would fall to the 3-seed Crestview, 56-44 last season. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Highland began their season with a road loss to Strongsville, 52-47 to Strongsville. They have since then won 8 games in a row, however, with a win over Wayndale, defeated Chippewa 48-39. That was here at the Reese Center. One over Indian Valley at home, Garraway, and then the win, of course, at Tusky Valley in come-from-behind fashion, 52-47. Then wins over Claymont, Sandy Valley, and Ridgewood in their last game on Saturday, 64-38. Highland has a record of 8-1. For Tusslaw, a season-opening loss to Maslin Jackson, and that was a 72-58 loss at home to Jackson. Came back and got a win, though, at Dover, 49-40. Victory at Orville, 60-28. Defeated Northwestern at home, 72-19. Down Triway, 43-27 on their home floor. And at home, they got a win over Lutheran West, 55-13. And also got a victory at Fearless, 62-40, but had that 6-game winning streak snapped. In their last game, they fell to Northwest by 5 points by the score of 58-53. Tuslaw has a record of 6-2. Highland is averaging just over 58 points per contest. Tuslaw averaging 56.5 points per game. Defensively, the Mustangs are allowing 37 points per contest for Tuslaw, while Highland gives up 30.4 a game on the defensive end this year. Highland, of course, out of the IVC South, where they're in first place right now, unbeaten at 6-0 in the conference. After that, Tusky Valley is 3-1. Ridgewood is 3-2. Indian Valley 2-2, while Sini Valley is 1-3 in the conference. Claymont 1-4. Garraway 0-4. In the IVC North Division, Strasburg's in first place at 4-0, followed by East Canton at 3-1. Malvern 3-2. Newcomerstown 2-1. Buckeye Trail is 2-3. Canaan Valley 0-3 in the conference, and TCC is 0-4. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference is Ashland and New Philadelphia tied for first place. They're both 4-0. After that, West Holmes is 2-2, while Madison also and Lexington are all 2-2 in the conference. Mansfield Senior is 1-4 in the OCC. Worcester is 0-5. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Central Christian has a record of 6-2 overall, while West Holmes is 4-4. Wayndale 4-5 overall. Lanaville is 4-3. Triway 3-5. Garraway is 1-8. Danville has a record of 0-7. In the Principals Athletic Conference so far, Northwestern first place at 4-0, followed by Canton South and Tuslaw are each 3-1 in conference action. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Check out this building and business for sale at 180 West Front Street in Kilbuck. Listed by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $400,000. Operating as a convenience store for 50 years, this building is a two-story historic brick building with the majority of the main floor as a convenience store. That includes liquor, tobacco, wine, and lottery license, all in with the sale. All coolers, inventory, and items are also included. The second story and a portion of the main floor is unused. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac standby generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Other girls' games around the area tonight has Madison at Wayndale, Manchester playing host to Triway, and Danville is at Lucas. Also in the IVC, Minerva's at Tusky Valley, Alliance is at Sandy Valley, West Muskingum playing host to Strasburg, and Malvern is at Connaughton Valley. Matt Coyle will inside Jake Seidel for tonight's contest as Highland plays host to Tuslaw in the recenter. This should be a really good matchup here tonight.
It should be a good game. You know, I've seen Tuslaw. I saw them a lot when I was playing high school sports. I've kept up with them. I've kept up with the Principal Athletics Conference, and this is senior class they have might be one of the most the best athletic classes Tuslaw has seen. You look at what they've done over the past 4 years. If you know, a few trips to Akron to Firestone Stadium for softball, and this basketball team has been up and coming for the past few years.
If you look at that matchup inside, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Joplin Yoder, of course, Ashland University commit, 6 foot senior, averaging 15 a game. Then you have Destiny Dolkowski, a Ursuline University commit, 6'1" senior, averaging 14 and 10, double double for her. She's averaging this year. And you also have Brianna McCabe, 5'10 senior, averaging 20 and 12 so far this year. And that will be a handful between Joplin and Ellie Hamburger taking on them here today.
It will be really interesting to see what Highland's defensive philosophy is in this game. We heard Coach Laybaugh talk about it when way back at the beginning of the season, where they were setting up their schedule so they could see Joplin in some of these matchups with the premier post players in the area. And we've seen Joplin do well defensively posting up. Now I think the question tonight's going to be, is she going to be able to get in there, get to the boards as well as she has been this season with those two players right ahead of her? But I think offensively, she's still got a chance to score a boatload of points tonight.
And as always, if any question from any team is how the guards handle the Highland defensive pressure in a game like this here this evening.
And that the Hawks have done it all season long. I mean, you take a look at even some of their close games. You look back at that Tusky Valley game, the pressure can be suffocating sometimes. And Highland's, just because this isn't a conference game, it's not a playoff game or a tournament game, doesn't mean they're going to dial back the pressure. But this is a Tuslaw team that they're going to look to adapt any way they can. You know, their two losses, Massillon Jackson, and then Canal Fulton Northwest in a pack contest where this Tuslaw squad says, hey, CVCA is not in the conference anymore. We have a very good chance to win the pack. And they've been adapting all season long to meet that goal.
Should be a fun one tonight. We'll take a break. Jake will be back around with the starting lines, but after that, before that, we'll have the national anthem. So stay tuned for all of that next on WKLM.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 16-ounce imitation crab flake style, $3.98. 12.5-ounce crab cakes, $4.58. 20-ounce stuffed clams, $5.48. 10-ounce breaded butterfly shrimp for $4.58. 16-ounce boom boom shrimp with sauce, $7.98. And breaded coconut shrimp for $7.98. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
In order to get tonight's contest, And tonight's National Anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the National Anthem here at the court here momentarily.
Have been selected and assigned according to the procedures adopted by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The officials are Adam Young, Charles Alley, and Doug Gavin. Now, would you please rise and gentlemen remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem?
Once again, tonight's National Anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Starting for the visitors tonight, the Tuslaw Mustangs, they'll line up like this. A 5'3 junior guard, number 2, Abby Leedy. A 5'6 junior guard wearing number 15, Carly Tully. A 6'1 senior forward, averaging 14 points and 10 rebounds a game, that's Destiny Kokowiski. A 5'8 senior guard wearing number 30, averaging 12 points a game, that is Malia Mazarez. And a 5'10 senior forward averaging 20 points, 12 rebounds, number 54, Brenna McCabe. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, they'll line up like this. A 5'8 sophomore guard wearing number 2, Macy Mullett. She's averaging 8.8 points per contest. A 5'10 senior forward, number 3, Ellie Habiger. She's averaging just under 7 points a contest. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 11, Evie Mast, averaging 9 points a contest. A 5'7 senior guard wearing number 15, that's Trish Troyer, averaging 8.4 points per contest. And a senior post player wearing number 35, standing 6 foot and committed to Ashland University, that's Joplin Yoder, averaging just over 15 points a contest.
Highland 8-1, coached by Brady Stable in his third season. Tuslaw is 6-2, coached by Catherine Robotham for the Mustangs. Tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They'll help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Matt Croy, Jake Sino, and Blaisdon Mullins back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And it is on the other end for Tuslaw. Blue jerseys, blue shorts, and white numerals. Jumping for them, Destiny Dolkowski, the Ursuline commit, a 6'1 senior. Highland white jerseys, white shorts, and red numerals in black trim. Jumping for them, Joplin Yoder, a 6-foot senior in Ashland University commit. There's the toss. It'll be won by Highland going left to right here at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Schleyball Court. And Macy Mullett has it across the half-court line. Bounce pass left to the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Yoder shovels a right point. Now grabbed on the right side by Ellie Habiger. Dumps inside to Joplin Yoder on the right block. Backs it in. Double team. Cross-court pass goes to Macy Mullen. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound picked up inside by Destiny Dolkowski. Mustangs basketball going right to left with it. Into the front court. On the dribble. At center circle with the basketball. Pass far side by Malia Mazaris to the far end. Grabbed by Leedy. Her pass around the foul line goes to Dolkowski. Dumps it inside to Tully. Tully, nowhere to go. This steps out of bounds under the basket. That'll be a turnover on the Mustangs.
Well, so far, it looks like both teams kind of thinking about the same thing there. I realize they have a double team down low trying to kick outside, find someone on the perimeter trying to take a deep shot, but neither team able to make it on that first attempt.
Highland ball. Here's Joplin Yoder. Out top goes to Evie Mass. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound knocked to the floor, going to be a foul called, and I believe it's going to be Joplin Yoder going over the back of Brianna McCabe. First team foul on Highland.
It looks like she just kind of threw her arm in there trying to get something, knock that ball away. The official thought it was enough of really impeding her opponent's progress to blow the whistle.
Fulker pressure is on. Mustangs have it. Scoreless game. Pass deflected. High in the air. Stolen by Trish Troyer. Nice look to Habiger. Her shot left hand. No good, though. And rebound grabbed by McCabe. So the Mustangs will dodge that burra. The bullet besides that, despite the turnover. Into the front court. Tustall has the ball. Here's Mazaris to the left wing. Backs it into the baseline. Her layup off the last. No good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball in a scoreless game. 6:40 to play in the first. Bullets pass goes front court over to Trish Troyer to the corner. Troyer, bounce pass to Habiger. She'll back it up to the corner. Now over to Macy Mullet, high on the left side. Drive, lane, shot left hand by Mullet. Going to be partially blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Highland.
I think she was looking for a foul there. Thought she might have got hit on the wrist, but a great job there by Macy, realizing they're going to have to make something inside if they want to score in this game and keep up with the Mustangs.
Bullet has it out top. Now the Trish Troyer for a three-pointer, top of the key, going to be knocked down, and that'll break the scoreless tie. 3-0 Lady Hawks.
That's a great job realizing someone's double-teamed, someone does not have anyone covering that. A great pick. I think it was Habiger set it in the paint to get Troyer open up for that three-point shot.
Tuslaw beats the press. Pass goes in time. Will be grabbed by Tully. Hicks it back out top to Leedy. Now on the right point, Dokoski. She'll back it up. Out top to Abby Leedy, the 5'3 junior guard. Around the foul line, Dokoski. Dokoski is a 6'1 senior. Back to the corner, grabbed by Carly Tully. Drive to the baseline. She lost it, goes out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. And for Tuslaw, that'll be their third so far.
And like we talked about, how are these Tuslaw guards going to handle that pressure? So far, I think the Hawks really doing a great job on defense, not allowing Tuslaw to set up and run any set plays.
Torrey Weaver and Para Mishler in, out Joplin Yoder and Evie Mast. Highland basketball up 3-0. Pass goes right wing to Para Mishler, the freshman. Shovels it out top, Habiger. Left wing, Trish Troyer. Dribbles it, Troyer. Shovels it out top to Habiger. Now to the foul line. Delaney lost it on the floor. It'll be picked up on the steal by Olivia Farney, the first Highland turnover. On the other end, very quickly, layup off the last. Going to be no good by McCabe. Rebound picked up by Para Mishler. Highland now on the fast break. Mishler to the foul line. Here pass left wing to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good this time. Rebound grab, however, by Torrey Weaver. Weaver for the Hawks. Lobs it out top to Macy Mullet. Back in the left corner, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer this time is going to be good. Trish Troyer has the hot hand. Her second three-pointer, 6-0 Lady Hawks. Mustangs against that pressure. Grabbed by McCabe at three-quarter score. Out of the front court to Abby Leedy. Dribbles it. Pass left wing. Grabbed by Dokoski. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound going to be corralled by Macy Mullet. Highland off to the races. Mullet on the fast break to the foul line. Pass left wing. Off the grass is good. Little fake and bucket Macy Mullet. Highland up 8-0.
That's going to draw a timeout for Tuslaw. What a great fake there by Mullet. Perrin Mishra was set to take the three, but she deeps right to the bucket.
4:48 to play in the quarter. 8-0 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Stay tuned tonight to High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors and Blazin' Moore. Blazin' Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. And a great start so far for the Lady Hawks.
They're taking looks at the bucket, even if they're not falling. They're playing great defense. They've forced three turnovers already, and they're out shooting Tuslaw by about double right now in the first quarter.
They'll beat the press this time out of the time of pass to Elidi to the corner for Tuslaw. Here pass right wing, knocked out of bounds by the denied defense of Trish Troyer.
Yeah, Troyer, great job running over there like a silver bullet, I guess, and able to just knock it out.
Mazaris pass goes high on the right side to McCabe. Back to Mazaris. She'll grab it on that right end. Dribbles it now to the right side. Now out top. Three-pointer by Mazaris. Up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grab by Macy Mullet. Highland basketball up 8-0. Mullet to the front court. Her pass left wing to Trish Troyer. Back to Mullet. High on the left. Cross-court pass right side to Torrey Weaver inside Habiger. Habiger shot left hand off the last in good. Strong move and bucket by Ellie Habiger.
And I think there we saw Tussle try to respect the three-point shooting a little bit more. It looks like they switched up to more of a man defense. And Habiger just got a good look, able to get the hook shot.
10-0 Highland. McCabe, double dribble, trying to dribble against Torrey Weaver near midcourt. And that'll be the fourth Tussle turnover. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Federer Inc. Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Federer Inc. Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Highland basketball, they have a 10-0 lead. Weaver now passed on the left wing to Trish Troyer. Out top to Torrey Weaver. Back on the right side, Para Mishler dribbles it. She'll find Trish Troyer high on the left. Troyer top of the key now. Gets the handoff to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line. Cut off. Out top to Habiger. Habiger calls out the play. Now dribbles a bounce pass inside. Tried to find Mast for a backdoor cut, but it wasn't there. This time it will be a Highland turnover. That'll be their second.
Yeah, Mast kind of got screened out of the play there, it looked like, by Thule. Just kept her out of it.
Baseball pass against the press, stolen away by Ellie Habiger, however, and Highland has the ball back. Mishler to the baseline, nice drive, off the last is no good. Rebound pulled down by Dulkowski. Mustangs basketball down 10-0, 3.5 to play, first quarter. Levy across the half-court line. Now the Dulkowski in front of the midcourt line, back to Levy. Guarded by Evie Mast. Levy spins around on the left wing. Picks it up too soon. Her pass goes behind her to Mazaris. Mazaris lobs inside Dulkowski under the basket. And down over to Carly Tully. Tully's shot no good. Rebound put back by Brianna McCabe is going to be good. And Tuspa is finally on the board. Brianna McCabe. And now Highland ball. Here's Habiger in the right corner. Drive to the baseline. Her shot blocked by Dulkowski. Rebound going to be picked up inside by Leedy. But she'll throw it away. Stolen by Troyer. To the corner to Habiger. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Para Mishler. She's bumped in the corners. Mishler after the rebound. And that foul is going to be called on Carly Tully. That'll be her first.
You know, it seems like that in that drive to the bucket we've seen from Para Mishler. It's just great to see what we've seen so far early in her development as a freshman. You can tell the pieces are there, and it's just, you know, getting used to this varsity competition, but she's going to be a big asset for the Hawks down the stretch.
Udata Bata pass to the right block. Joplin Yoder back in the game. Her shot up and good. Got the roll. Joplin Yoder off the assist from Mishler. Her first two, 12-2 Highland. Tussle ball. They'll beat the press. Here's the dribble now. High on the left side, and pass goes out top now. And deflected to the right wing. Back inside. Goes over to Brianna McCabe. Her shot is good. All four points for Tussle is Brianna McCabe, 12-4 Highland. Highland ball, pass to the right corner to Evie Mast. Drive to lane, out top Basie Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four, saved by Weaver, but grabbed by Brianna McCabe. Mustangs basketball, into the front court, on the dribble. Pass goes left wing to Mazaris. Nice look inside, goes to McCabe. Her shot left hand, no good, but she'll be fouled by Torrey Weaver. Now McCabe all of a sudden getting her team on the board here and trying to keep her team in the game. And that's the second team foul on Highland. Weaver has her first.
And that's when you're okay with Weaver giving about 90% of the time there. Make her earn it from the charity stripe and, you know, just keep playing physical.
First free throw no good by Brianna McCabe. 5'10 senior averaging 20 points per game and 12 rebounds per contest. Weaver is out. Ellie Habiger is back in after a short rest. Second free throw up. That's going to be good. Splits the pair. Does McCabe has all five for Tussle. Highland up 12-5. 2 minutes to play. First quarter Highland basketball. Mullet now to the left wing. Bounce pass. Joplin Yoder. Backs it in. Yoder shot. Right hand up the end. No good. Rebound by Habiger under the basket. Her putback is going to be good. Ellie Habiger muscles it home. She has four. 14-5 Lady Hawks. Here's McCabe on the other end. Drive. Bump. No foul, shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Perrin Mishler. She has a knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Tussle. Highland ball, they're going to call that a reach-in foul, in fact. That'll be the second team foul on the Mustangs. I believe that's on Mazaris. That'll be her first.
That was a good jump by Habiger there, just getting in front and kind of getting in position to take the charge. I like the no call there. I didn't think she was set, but I also really didn't think shooter was in control as she was driving in and created the contact.
Highland ball, Joplin Yoder's three-pointer from the top of the key is off the mark. Rebound picked up inside by Mazaris. Mustangs basketball into the front court. On the dribble, pass deflected and knocked to the four. Almost stolen, but grabbed by McCabe in the corner. Nice look inside. Layup going to be no good, but a foul's going to be called. And out to the foul line, the shoot two. And that's going to be the 13th foul on Highland here in this first quarter of play. Free throw up in the air is going to be no good on the first attempt. That was on Evie Mast. Second free throw is up. Going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound grabbed by Paramischler. Highland ball on the other end on the fast break. Macy Mullis passes inside to Evie Mast. Back to Mullet on the left wing. Mullet to the baseline. Back to Joplin Yoder. Yoder drive. Lane. Here shot blocked inside by McCabe. Big block. And then the rebound picked up. Number 23 had the board. And there'll be a travel, actually double dribble called after that. So rebound, then the turnover. That'll be the sixth on Tustall. Highland has the basketball. Midway into the front court on the far side. Inbounded to Macy Mullet. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Mullet picks it up. Looking. Backdoor cut to Habiger. Grabs it. I don't know. The basket of the pass goes to Joplin Yoder, but stolen away by Goldkowski. Highland has their third turnover. Mazaris pass down to Dukowski. Back to Mazaris. She'll cross the half-court line for Tustall. 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. Mazaris left to the foul line. Lost it on the floor. Stolen away now by Macy Mullet. Highland ball on the fast break the other way. Mullet out top. Pass inside to Habiger. Her shot left hand. No good. Rebound goes to Abby Leedy. Tustall ball. Highland up 14-5. Into the front court. Dukowski has it high on the right side. Back out top. Ball deflected, now grabbed by McCabe high on the right. Al top, going to be received by Abby Leedy. Now to Mazaris high on the right. Lobs it inside to McCabe, too tall in the pass. She was double teamed also, and it goes out of bounds for a turnover. That'll be the ninth, I believe, for Tustall in this first quarter. 15 seconds to play in the first. 14-5 Highland, and they had the ball. Matt Coyle alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's contest from the Reese Center. Pass left wing, just a pair of Mishler. Al top to Habiger. Right side to Evie Mast. Back on the left wing to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. And rebound grabbed by Dukowski to close out the first period. At the end of one, it is Highland 14 and Tustall 5. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Just about ready for the start of the second quarter. Matt Croy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Again, Blaze and Mullins back at the studio. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And out on the floor for Highland, Trish Troyer, Macy Mullet, Tori Weaver, Joplin Yoder, and Ellie Habiger. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 2 for 9 from 3-point tries, 22%. Tustall 0 for 2. The Hawks were 5 for 11 from 2-point range for 45%. Tustall 2 for 7 for 29%. The Mustangs 1 of 4 for the foul line, 25%. Highland did not attempt a foul shot. Each team had 11 rebounds in that first quarter. While Tustall had 9 turnovers, Highland had just 3. All ready for the second. Tustall has it at side court. Embedded and grabbed by Abby Leedy. Leedy to the front court, guarded by Weaver. Dribbles it, pass inside, grabbed by Mazaris. Her pass to the corner goes to Dukowski. Her 10-footer is going to be no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. No save. It was going to be out of bounds. Indeed, it will be Highland basketball after that missed shot. Highland a 9-point lead to begin the second quarter. Macy Mullet has against the half-court Tustall defense. Into the front court. Mullet has it out top. Bounce pass left to the foul line to Joplin Yoder. Yoder drive to the lane. Falls down out top to Weaver. Back in the left wing to Macy Mullet. Mullet drive. Lane. Up out shot by Mullet. That's no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. Her putback is no going to be no good. Rebound again by Joplin. That putback is good by Joplin Yoder. Second chance opportunities. Joplin has 4 points here in the first half. And now Tustall basketball. They'll throw it away against that Highland press. And it'll be turnover number 10 of the first half on the Mustangs.
We wondered how Tuslaw was going to respond to this press. And so far, a lot of errant passes, a lot of tipped balls that have led to easy takeaways for the Hawks. So if I'm doing my math right, about 6 points off turnovers, I would say.
16-5 Highland. Maisie Mullet now to the foul line. To the left wing, Trish Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Her pass goes cross court. Too tall for Weaver and out of bounds. Was that deflected, though? And apparently some confusion out there as to who that ball is. I think it was deflected.
Yeah.
And Highland's going to keep this basketball. Weaver to Winman on that right side corner in the front court. Her pass goes to Joplin Yoder on the right wing. Dribbles it. Cross-court pass to Mullet. Mullet drive. Lane. Her shot left hand off the last. Oh, good rebound by Habiger. However, out top to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Joplin Yoder all of a sudden has 7 first-half points. 19-5 Lady Hawks. Fulcrum pressure is on. Pass goes to McCabe. Stolen away by Trish Troyer. Back to Joplin. Her three-pointer no good this time. And rebound picked up by Mazaris. Mustangs basketball. You have to get on the board here in the second quarter. Highland off to a 5-0 run. Tuslaw with it out top. The dribble now by Mazaris. She'll find Leedy out top. Back to Mazaris, high on the right side. Guarded by Troyer. Mazaris drive. Lane and she'll draw a foul. That's going to be the first team foul of the quarter on Highland. Whoops. And checking in going to be Carly Tully, 5'6", junior guard. Is replacing now, and she'll check in here for Highland. And Macy Miller also will have a rest. Evie Mass back in.
Looks like Trish Troyer going to pick up that foul, her first. Little physical on the drive in there, but that's what the Hawks have done all evening, I should say.
Pass goes out top the Leedy for the Mustangs, down 19-5 in the second. 6:19 to play. Around the foul line goes to Mazaris. Dribbles it. Back to Leedy off her hands. Out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover up to now 12 for Tuslaw in the first half. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard. After the contest will be brought to you, of course, by Village Motors. Blaze the Mullins reporting all the area basketballs for you all the way until midnight. Ball deflected on the pass over to Trish Troyer. She'll corral it. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Her pass left quarter goes to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be good again. Trish Troyer, her third three-pointer, she's buried. 22-5 lead now for the Lady Hawks. And now on an 8-0 run to begin the quarter, inbounded against the press, goes off the leg of Dolkowski, and that'll be the 13th Tuslaw turnover.
She was trying to get that one off Joplin Yoder down low and just couldn't do it. It'll be interesting to see how the Mustangs come out here. It looks like they switch back to that 2-3 zone, trying to limit points in the paint, but if the Hawks keep getting good looks from three.
Three-pointer by Edie Mass. No good, meanwhile. Rebound grabbed by Carly Tully. Perrin Mishler checking in for Highland. It'll be Tuslaw basketball. Here's Mazaris to the front court. Picks it up, gets the hand off to Leedy near to the midcourt line. Crossover, pass to Mazaris on the left wing. Her three-pointer is going to be off the backboard. That's no good. Rebound goes to Tori Weaver. Highland ball. Edie Mass has it for the Lady Hawks across the midcourt line. Her pass to the corner, received by Trish Troyer. Back to Mast on the left wing. Entry pass to the post to the Joplin Yoder. Right wing, Perrin Mishler. Mishler dribbles it out top to Evie Mast. Back on the left side, Troyer to the corner. Joplin Yoder now. Dribbles it now to the foul line. To the lane. Her shot off the last going to be no good, but she drew a foul on Dolkowski. First team foul on Tuslaw. And Dolkowski has her first personal foul. And Joplin Yoder now to the foul line.
Looks like one of those hitting drills for running backs running through those three Tuslaw defenders in the paint there. Well-earned trip to the free throw line for Joplin.
Going to call that foul instead on Carly Tully. Her second personal free throw rolls in for Joplin Yoder. And a 23-5 Highland advantage. 8 points now for Joplin. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the contest. And second free throw is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound grab by Brianna McCabe. Tuslaw ball, but they have yet to score in the second quarter. 23-5 Highland. Double team of pass by McCabe out top. Back in the corner now. Received by Leedy. Leedy's three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound to the four is grabbed by Dolkowski. Surely it up and in. Destiny Dolkowski, her first points of the game. That's the first points for any player besides Brianna McCabe. Here's the three-pointer by Perrin Mishler, no good. Rebound knocked to the corner, going to be fought for. It'll be a held ball as Joplin Yoder ripped it away. It'll be arrow pointing to Highland, so Highland will keep the basketball. 23-7 Highland.
A little bit of a physical altercation. Not altercation, but held ball there is... looks like number 23 down, and she's going to get subbed out here. You hope she's okay, but Hawks have been physical this entire game. I expect them to keep the physicality up here, even up 23-7, just showing why the path to Dayton still runs through the Perry Reese Junior Community Center.
No doubt. And Tyler has it to inbound midway into the front court on the far side. Trish Troyer to inbound it. And does so to the corner to Perrin Mishler. Dumps it inside to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. She's cut off. Her pass deflected to the right wing to Evie Mass. Mass drive. Lane to the run. 10-footer by Evie Mass is no good. Rebound grabbed by Kaylin Beekler, the 5'7 freshman in the game for the Mustangs. Pass to the front court by Leedy to Dukoski. Lobs inside to McCabe. Her layup off the last and good. Brianna McCabe has 7, 23-9 lead now for Highland.
That's an interesting reverse layup there for McCabe, but real great to see her be able to do that with two players right behind her, basically flanking her there. Just a great, strong presence in the paint.
Midway point of the second quarter, Highland basketball. Macy Mullen out of the foul circle, out top to Habiger. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound, however, grabbed by Perrin Mishler. Back in the corner to Macy Mullen, out top to Troyer, right wing Mast. Now to Habiger. Her three-pointer again going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Malia Mazaris. Mustangs basketball. They trail at 23-9. 3.5 to play, second quarter. Mazaris across midcourt, dribbles the left wing. Now to the baseline, cut a head fake. Her shot up in the air going to be no good from 10 feet away. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Habiger. It'll stay with Tustall. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Now, pass to the corner, going to be a three-pointer by Dokoski, no good, and it goes over the backboard after the miss. So we'll be Highland with the team rebound with 3:23 to play in the half.
It'll give the Mustangs credit. They're trying every which way they can score. A little trickery on that play. Got her open out in the corner. Just couldn't get the shot right in towards the hoop, but a great attempt there. The Mustangs not giving up.
Highland ball. Here's Habiger on the right wing. Out top to Joplin Yoder. She'll find Macy Mullet. Mullet dribbles it and gets called for traveling, trying to make a move. And that'll be the fourth turnover on Highland. Mustangs have it near side in the backcourt. Malia Mazaris inbounds to the front court to McCabe. She'll track it down. McCabe going to be hacked on the arm beneath that backboard by Ellie Habiger, who is trailing her. Second team foul on Highland in the quarter. And Habiger has her first personal foul.
Habiger, I thought, had a better chance to get to that ball than McCabe did. But McCabe got a hand to it, pulled it in as she started going up and kind of trapped Habiger's arm in there. That's exactly what you want to see from a leader on your team.
First free throw, nothing but net by McCabe, up to 8 points for the 5'10 senior. That free throw's up going to be good as well. 23-11 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball, 3 minutes to play in the half. Mullet's pass goes right wing to Joplin Yoder, out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet spins around. She'll find it back to hitting Joplin Yoder. Grabs it, lays it up and in. Great set play for the Lady Hawks. They convert. And meanwhile, a steal off to the inbounds pass and a timeout called by Trish Troyer. That'll be a Highland timeout with 2:48 to play in the half. Highland up 25-11. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Highland ball out of the timeout. Three-pointer by Joplin Yoder from the top of the key. No good, but she got her own rebound. Now Habiger, a three from the corner. That's no good. Rebound to the four. Finally picked up by Evie Mass. The Highland still has it. Joplin Yoder on the left point. Out top to Macy Mullet. 2.5 to play. Second quarter, Highland with the ball, and they have a 14-point lead. Mullet dribbles the left wing. Bounce pass inside the Joplin unit. Out top now to Trish Troyer. She'll find Mullet. Mullet drive to the baseline. She's cut off. Now to Joplin on the left wing. Back to the corner to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is no good. Missed everything. And rebound to Malia Mazaris. Mustangs ball. Here's Dokoski now to the front court. Lobs it inside to McCabe. Her shot for the right block is good. McCabe having herself a half. Has six in the quarter, 11 for the first half so far. 25-13 Highland. They have the ball. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Here's Macy Mullis pass the corner to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound hauled in by Mazaris. Her pass deflected. Grabbed by McCabe across the midcourt line. Picked up. Out top goes to Mazaris. Dribbles it. Lob inside to McCabe and knocked out of bounds by Joplin Yoder. And Tesla will have the basketball beneath her own backboard.
McCabe was just a little bit out of position there, and she wasn't turned around, wasn't ready to see the ball. But Joplin Yoder kind of up there, knocked it away like a cornerback deflecting a pass.
Leedy has it on the right wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Fumbles it. Picks it up. Out top to McCabe. She dribbles it and left to the foul line looking. Pass going to be knocked to the floor. Dove after. Grabbed by Joplin Yoder. And now stolen right back by Mazaris. Her shot going to be tied up by Macy Mullet. The arrow does stay with Tuslaw. After all of that, Tuslaw will still have the ball to win down beneath their own backboard. It'll be Brianna McCabe to inbound it. Lobs it out top. It'll be saved, though. She should have just let it go, but Dokoski grabbed it and then realized kind of where she was at there. Couldn't kind of tightrope that midcourt line and got called for the half-court violation. That'll be another turnover, the 16th on Tuslaw. Highland ball. It'll be Habiger inbounds it to Macy Mullet. Back to Habiger. Left wing to Trish Troyer. Out top, Joplin Yoder. On the right wing to Habiger. Head fake. Out top to Macy Mullet. Picked up by Joplin Yoder. Back to Mullet at the top of the key. Back on the right side, Trish Troyer dribbles it to the baseline. Her runner up of the air going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer now up to 11 points, 27-13 Highland. Under a minute to play in the half. Tuslaw ball against that full court pressure. Grabbed on the dribble by Mazaris. Back in the front court goes to Dokoski. Cross court pass to Mazaris high on the left. Nice look inside to McCabe. Her shot off the last is good again. Brianna McCabe. 13 points, 27-15 Highland. 30 seconds to play in the half. Highland basketball. Macy Mullet looking for that, maybe that final shot of the half. Now the Joplin Yoder on the right wing. Jab step, dribbles it out top now to Evie Master. Three-pointers up in the air is going to be good. Evie Master, first points in the half, and that was nothing but net.
Yeah, third Hawk to hit a three-pointer in this game.
And meanwhile, foul called on Mast in the backcourt, going for the steal on McCabe. Third team foul on Highland. Mast has her second personal foul. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in the Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs.
I thought Mast had a tie-up there. It looked like she had the ball right out of McCabe's hand.
Here's Beekler. Drive to the baseline. Beekler, head fake. Shot up in there by Beekler. Missed everything. Rebound to Habiger. Highland ball, 7 seconds. Pass deflected and stolen by Mazaris, however. Mazaris three-pointer from midcourt going to be off the glass, no good. Rebound put back by McCabe, no good. Rebound by Macy Mullet will close out the half. Halftime score from the Reese Center. It is Highland 30 and Tuslaw 15. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM. For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community. Halftime from the Reese Center. Highland owns a 30-15 lead over Tustall. Highland got off to a 10-0 run to start off the game. They led 14-5 after one quarter. And Highland also went on a 9-0 run to begin the second quarter, outscoring Tustall 16-10 in all in that second period. And Highland has the 30-15 advantage at the half. For Highland, leading the way, two players in double figures for them as Trish Troyer had the hot hand from beyond the arc. Trish Troyer going 3-for-5 from downtown, 1-for-1 from two-point range. Trish Troyer had a total of 11 points in the first half, already in double figures as Trish for the fifth time on the season. And also Joplin Yoder in double figures for the ninth time of the year. As for Joplin, she would go 1-of-4 on three-point tries, 3-for-6 from two-point range, and 1-for-2 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 10 first-half points. Also, 4 points scored by Ellie Habiger, 3 for Evie Mast, and 2 for Macy Mullet, running out the Highland total of 30. For Tustall, just two players scored, and the majority of it scored by one player, that being Brianna McCabe. McCabe in the first half going 5 for 8 from two-point range, 3 for 4 for the foul line. McCabe had 13 first-half points. Just 2 points, though, scored by Destiny Dolkowski, and that was it for the scoring, and their total of 15. Halftime score, Highland 30 and Tustall 15. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. The Hawks shot 5 of 21 from downtown for 24% in that first half play. Tustall 0 of 4. Hawks were 8 of 18 from two-point land for 44%. Mustang 6 of 14 for 43%. Each team shooting 50% from the charity stripe. Hawks are 1 of 2. Mustangs are 3 of 6. Mustangs with a slight rebounding edge, 23 to 22. And they've also turned the ball over more. 16 turnovers by Tustall compared to 6 by Highland.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Joplin Yoder had 5 boards. 4 came at the offensive end. 3 rebounds also for Macy Mullet. And 5 boards for Perrin Mishler. The freshman had 2 at the offensive end for Perrin. And for Tustall, Amelia Mazaris had 6 rebounds in the first half. Also, 5 boards for Brianna McCabe. She had 2 at the offensive end. Highland up 30-15 at halftime. Really, Highland getting some great starts both the first and second quarters, and they had this 15-point lead.
And something I've been real impressed with is every time Tustall says, okay, we're going to sell out and stop the perimeter shot, Hawks are able to drive in, get points in the paint, or take those mid-range jumpers. And when they say, we got to stop the bleeding inside and kind of come back in, Hawks are getting the looks from the outside. You got 5 3-pointers tonight, 3 of them coming from,
Trish Troyer.
Just lost it for a second there, of course, but they're doing a great job doing the opposite of what Tustall is trying to stop.
Always helps to knock down shots, and Trish Troyer is doing that, but also the defense, as we're always going to defense the offense and the Highland pressure. It's just kind of hard to simulate with everybody here in Highland showing what they can do on the defensive end.
Well, McCabe, we knew she was coming in here averaging 20 points a game, and that's not usually the player you would like to really start getting going all the time, but if she's the only one going, that can help out the Hawks defense as well. Hedging every pass, getting in there and knocking balls away, getting through screens. They're just causing chaos on the defensive end of the floor. And Tuslaw, some bad passes. You know, if you turn over a ball on a good defensive play by an opponent, that's one thing, but we've seen them throw the ball away a few times or have it tipped and just doesn't get to their intended target. Those are the type of turnovers that infuriate a coach when you're starting to beat yourself, and it looks like the press is starting to contribute to Tuslaw beating themselves.
Halftime score, Highland 30 and Tuslaw 15. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
If you're looking for a nice-sized two-bedroom home that is a great alternative to buying a condo, then check out this property at 102 Quinn Circle in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. The home has a new kitchen with hard surface countertops and high-end appliances. The flooring has been replaced throughout the home, while the laundry off the kitchen has a separate room for folding and keeping cleaning supplies. Updated light fixtures and a fresh coat of paint has been added to the walls and trim. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information, or choose the date and time to see this property, contact Daniel Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at keimhome.com for more information.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Reminder, Highland will play on Saturday in the shot clock shootout at the Canton Fieldhouse. That'll be against Laurel Saturday afternoon. Also, Tuslaw, they'll play Saturday in the home game against Canton South. For us, of course, we'll have two games currently on Friday, both boys basketball games. The first Federal Holiday Showcase for the Reese Center. Highland play host to GFK, and also Worcester is at West Holmes on the Friday as well. Again, just about ready for the start of the second half. Matt Croy alongside Jake Seidel, Blaze DeMole, and Zach in the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com.
You know, talking about those shot clock shootouts, Matt, I think it's just a matter of time. We've seen Lexington, Dover, and Triway, all who have gotten new gyms in the past 3 years. They put the shot clocks in, so.
Something tells me it's coming, no doubt about it. Highland ball going right to left with it to begin the third quarter. Here's Macy Mullen. Pass past to Troyer in the corner. Back to Mullen, high on the left. Her pass goes right side of Edie Mast. Mast, top of the key, bounce pass to the right block. Over to Habiger. Shot left in by Habiger. It's good on the foul. Nice move by Habiger. Draws the foul on Dolkowski and show him a chance now for a three-point play.
You know, we talk about Joplin Yoder's presence out on the block a whole lot, but there's not a lot of players in Ohio that have a move like Habiger's there, able to turn around through contact and get the and one.
Free throw is good. She'll complete the three-point play. Now has 7 points. That was the first personal foul on Destiny Dolkowski. It'll be Tustal basketball. Highland up 33-15. Here's Mazaros to the front court. Pass out top to Leedy. Her pass goes right to the foul line to Dolkowski. Jumps inside of the basket. Too tall for Carly Tully and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover of the 17th on the Mustangs.
Trish Troyer, a great defensive play right there, got screened out in the backcourt, able to run all the way back up, and was a huge factor in that. Blocked off the lane and able to just push that ball to the outside.
Highland ball, here's Mullet, drive to the lane, pass can be knocked to four and stolen away by Mazaros. And that'll be the seventh Highland turnover. Mazaros' pass goes front court to Abby Leedy, out top to Mazaros for the Mustangs. Back on the left side, the Tully holds onto it. Out top of the pass to Leedy. Leedy looking. Pass left wing, grabbed on the far side by Tully. Out top to Mazaros. Her three-pointer's going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be pulled down by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Yoder. Bounce pass to Mullet. She'll cross the half-court line. On the right wing, Mullet. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Back on the left side, Trish Troyer to the corner to Edie Mast. Mast out top of the pass to Habiger. Back in the corner, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer's going to be good. Joplin Yoder has 13. That's her second three-point basket.
The advantage you have when your two post players can shoot this well from deep is astronomical, especially in girls' high school basketball.
Ball batted away by Joplin Yoder, but grabbed by Mazaros. And timeout call by Tustal with 6:20 to play third quarter, 36-15 Highland. This is girls' high school basketball on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. Blaze DeMole is reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland on a 6-0 run to begin the third quarter of action. Tustal has it out of the timeout. Pass by Leedy to the front court. He's going to be picked up by Tully. Back out top to Mazaros. Jab step, Mazaros lobs it inside, goes to Dolkowski. Here, shot off the last, no good, but a foul's going to be called. And that's going to be the first team foul on Highland, I believe, called on Evie Mast inside, and that would be Mast with her third personal foul.
Well, she's going to stay out there for now, but, you know, good defense from her. You don't want to give up the foul there, but just sticking with the play.
Right there, Dolkowski is going to be good. First point of the quarter. And Dolkowski now has 3 points.
We have the kids out here playing at halftime, and I think a few of them just let out a few screams on that free throw attempt.
That's right, making the their presence felt. Second free throw by Dolkowski. That is free throws up. Ian knocks it down. She has 4. They have some pretty good lungs, that's for sure.
Oh, I'll have to tell you about the kids' day game I had in college sometime. I think I've got a video of it.
Gotta love that. 36-17 Highland. Here's Macy Mullet on the right wing. Pass out top goes over to Trish Troyer. Then to the left corner to Tori Weaver. Now to Per Mishler on the left wing. Dribbles it to the baseline. Picks it up. Kicks the left wing back to Mullet, out top Trish Troyer, right corner Tori Weaver. Weaver now dribbles it around the perimeter and back to Mullet in front of the midcourt line. She'll call out the play. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Out of Weaver. Weaver looking, pass deflected and stolen away by Mazaros. Back to McCabe to the front court. Her pass to McCoskey. She'll throw it away and stolen by Weaver. Back in the front court to Macy Mullet next to Trish Troyer, I should say. She'll track it down to Weaver. Weaver shot for the foul line. Going to be off the glass. She'll bake it in. Tori Weaver, her first two of the night, 38-17 Highland. Focal pressure on McCabe in the backcourt. Pass to Mazaris. She'll dribble it and takes it across the half-court line. Mazaris on the left wing. Pass left to the foul circle goes to McCabe. Inside goes to Mazaris. Her layup is good. Malia Mazaris, her first two of the game, 38-19 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball. Macy Mullet now to the front court. Highland spreads the floor. Mullet just in front of that midcourt line. Works it against Abby Levy. Dribbles it out top. Bounce pass to Joplin Yoder, left of the foul line. Now to Perrin Mishler. Mishler pass left wing to Mullet. Mullet to the baseline. Runner by Mullet. Up in the air. Going to be no good, but she drew the foul on Leedy. Second team foul on Tuslaw. Leedy has her first. Now Mullet goes to the foul line.
Yeah, just a little bit of a hip check as they're both going up there for Mullet to take the shot. Not a bad foul, but just enough contact to send Mullet to the free throw line.
5'6 sophomore point guard averaging 8.8 points per game. Free throw no good on the first attempt. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the three Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw going to be good by Mullet. Splits the pair. She has 3 points. She'll check out. And Ellie Habiger back in. Highland now a 39-19 advantage. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Fulker pressure is on by the Lady Hawks.
Hawks still shooting 50% from the charity stripe, 3 of 6 so far this evening.
Mazaris to inbound. Finally gets a pass into the hands of Dolkowski in the backcourt. She'll pick it up. Back to Mazaris. And going to be another timeout by Tuslaw. Didn't like what she saw Catherine Robotham. 39-19 Highland, 4:22 to play in the third. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. Millersburg Electric is your hometown holiday shopping headquarters, featuring appliances and much more. Stop by and see the lineup of countertop GE kitchen appliances, including the Cafe Espresso Machine or the Opal Nugget Ice Maker. In addition to having the area's largest appliance showroom, they carry a complete line of LG televisions, as well as the locally handcrafted mattress by Monarch. Avoid the holiday cash crunch with 12 months interest-free financing on most purchases. All at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. It'll be Mustangs basketball out of the timeout against the Highland full court pressure. Mazaris inbounds it, where it's going to be grabbed by Tully. Back to Mazaris. Into the hands now of Brianna McCabe against that press. Baseball pass goes front court to Tully. Tully, shot can be rejected out of bounds by Ellie Habiger. It'll stay with the Mustangs.
Great job there by Habiger. Didn't put the body into it. Just use her size advantage to put her hand up above the shot and knock it out of bounds.
Dokoski inbounds into the corner to McCabe. On the right wing, back to Abby Leedy. Back in the corner. It'll be grabbed by Dokoski. Her three-pointer's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, however, by Tori Weaver. And it will stay with Tuslaw. 4:03 to play in the third. Highland a 20-point advantage. And the Mustangs had the ball.
You know, this is one of those games, Tuslaw, they're testing themselves. You know, CVCA is no longer in the pack, but it's still a very tough conference, and this is a game that's going to help them in their overall goals.
Three-pointer for the quarter going to be no good by Mazaris. Picked up on the board, however, by Dokoski. Dokoski along the baseline. Now backs it up on the dribble. Back to the corner. Now she'll pick it up. Now she has nowhere to go. Pass inside to McCabe. Her layup will be no good, but she's fouled by Joplin Yoder. Second team foul Highland in the quarter. Joplin Yoder has her second personal foul. Now Brianna McCabe at the foul line.
I've been real impressed with McCabe down low. It seems like anytime she needs to split some defenders, she can. But if she's not, she's drawing the foul and getting to the charity stripe.
Free throw good. She has 14. For your last-minute Christmas shopping, stop by the Jewelry Store in Millersburg. They offer gift cards along with free gift wrapping. And don't forget that they will be open on December 24th. That's tomorrow, folks, till 3 p.m. That's the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Both free throws are good by Brianna McCabe, 15 points for her. Full pressure on my Tustaw. Weaver has it in the backcourt for Highland. Double team, and she goes down. Going to be tied up. Arrow does point to Tustaw, and that'll be a Highland turnover.
She took a hard tumble after that, but looks like she's going to pop up and be okay. Well, look at the Mustangs giving the Hawks a little piece of their own medicine.
39-21 Highland. Tustaw basketball. Beneath her own backboard. Mazaris pass. Inside the paint goes to McCabe. Her shot is good. McCabe off the inbound pass. She's up to 17. Focal pressure on. Now Trish Troyer will cross the timeline. Her pass to a wide open Ellie Habiger. Her shot up in the knee. Good. Ellie Habiger. Habiger now has down 5 of the quarter, 9 for the ballgame.
Hawks had 3-on-2 there. Could have gone in a few different directions, but Habiger just kind of that underhanded, right-handed shot, able to get it through.
Ball thrown away. Stolen by Macy Millett below the fast break. Knock loose. Going to be stolen in right back by Tustaw. That pass to the other end goes to Dukowski. Her layup is going to be good. Destiny Dukowski now has 6-4 in the quarter. 41-25 Highland. Now Bass pass down to Troyer. She'll cross the timeline against the press. Grab now by Highland to the far side. Back out top, received by Torrey Weaver. Down to Macy Moa. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back in the left wing. Grab now by Trish Troyer. Right side back to Habiger. Drive, lane. Habiger run up in the air. Going to be no good. Gets her on rebound. Put back in the block by Dukowski. Rebound finally grabbed by Malia Mazaris. Mustangs hand the ball down 41-25. Head of the front court on the right side goes to Levy. Dumps it inside on the basket to McCabe. She stepped on the out-of-bounds line, I do believe. First round, it can be a foul. McCabe had it along that baseline, and they are going to call a foul on Highland. That'll be their 13th foul of the quarter. And then going to be a timeout call. That foul was called, by the way, on Weaver, her second. 2:24 to play in the third, 41-25 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
16-point advantage for Highland with 2.5 to play third quarter, but the Mustangs trying to get some positive things going here those last couple of minutes.
You know, like I said earlier, they're not giving up. They know they can come down here. You know, they hung with Jackson, hung with Northwest. They think they can come in here and come from behind, much like the Hawks did against Husky Valley, but they got a long way to go. But good news for them is now they have more than two people scoring points, and you look at Dukowski. She's got a field goal here in the third quarter, two free throws as well. Having her get going could really help this team out.
You know, we touched ball basketball out of the timeout. And Malia Mazaris, 5'8", senior guard, averaging 12 points per game, 6 rebounds per contest to inbound for the Mustangs. Her pass to the right wing to Abby Leedy. Dumps it inside to Dukowski. She'll be fouled, though, from behind by Ellie Habiger. 14th foul now on Highland, and Habiger has her second personal foul.
Yeah, a little too much body there. Went out to jump to try to defend that pass coming in. Must have gotten a little bit too much of the back.
Embedded in the basket to Dukowski. Her layup is good. Destiny Dukowski off the inbounds pass. She now has 8-6 in the quarter. Highland beats the press. Here's Evie Mast. Mast picks it up. Kicks it right wing back to Macy Moa. Now the Mast to the corner. Mast three-pointer up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound Jean-Pignotta, though. She's double-teamed. She'll find Trish Troyer out top. Troyer top of the key. Back to Jean-Pignotta on the left wing. Back out top to Macy Moa. Mullet dribbles it down to the right wing. Gets the handoff. Over to Evie Mast. Back on the left side, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up in there. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Mazaris. Mustangs have it down 41-27. Into the front court. Here's Kaylee Valentine. Out top to Abby Leedy. 1:40 to play in the third period. Leedy's pass goes left to the foul line to Valentine. Back out top to Mazaris. She'll pick it up. Lobs it inside. Dukowski, a right blocker layup is good. Krokoski now has 10, 41-29 Highland.
Used her height advantage there to get over top of Habiger, just able to get that ball that I thought was going to sail through the over the end line.
Joppenjunder's pass to the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Brianna McCabe. Tustall ball down by 12 then. Into the front court. Here's Mazaris with it high on the left side. 1 minute to play in the third. Cross-court pass received by Dolkowski. She'll pick it up as they spread the four. Pass in the hands of McCabe. 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Into the hands of Abby Levy now, the 5'3 junior. Back over to Dukowski as they'll spread the four. 40 seconds in counting in the third. Dukowski dribbles it. Crossover to the left wing. Back in the corner now. A dribble now by Valentine. Around the foul line to Levy. Levy shot left hand. Off the last, no good. Rebound McCabe. Her putback going to be no good. Rebound finally picked up by Trish Troyer. Highland ball. Troyer pass near side. Joplin Yoder. Yoder now on the left wing. Dribbles a Heiner back. Lost it. And on the floor, going to be a steal by Levy. And a foul called on Joplin Yoder going after the ball. 15th foul on Highland. And Joplin Yoder here, third personal foul. Also the 11th Highland turnover. That's going to result in free throws.
Levy went down immediately trying to get that. Joplin took her left hand, was trying to get down there, and I think poke at that left ball and pick it up, and just too much contact through Leedy, able to draw the foul and go to the charity stripe.
Free throw by the guard is up in the air, no good by the left-hander, looking for a first point tonight, but the momentum certainly has shifted a little more toward the Tustall side in the latter stages of this third quarter, as now Tori Weaver checks in, Ellie Haber will have a seat. Second free throw by Leedy is up in the air. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Joplin Yoder. Staying out there with three personal fouls. Down to Macy Mullett. Mullett shall cross the half-court line for Highland. Up 41-29. 12 seconds to play in the third. Mullett left wing and gets called for carrying the basketball. Turnover on Highland. Now up to 12.
That's their third quarter. Getting ahead of myself. And uncharacteristic by Brady Schlabel. I think pleading his case, saying, I don't know what you saw, but it's not what I saw.
Inbound by McCabe, grabbed by Valentine. Back to McCabe in the front court. On the right wing, 6 seconds. McCabe, runner up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Her pass received now by Macy Mullett. Mullett shot at the midcourt, going to be no good, and that'll close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Highland 41 and Tustall 29. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 30 to 40 count cocktail shrimp, $6.98. 16 to 20 count jumbo cook cocktail shrimp, $7.88. 1 pound snow crab clusters, $13.98. 16 ounce cocktail half shrimp ring, $8.98. 40 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $19.98. And 10 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $6.48. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Tustall outscored Highland 14-11 in that third quarter of play. As we get start for the start of the fourth quarter of action from the recenter, McCoy alongside Jake Seidel, Blaise DeMullins back at WKLM Sports Central, and glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Highland has it at side court to begin the fourth quarter of action. And it'll be Macy Mullett with the basketball, dribbles it into the front court. Takes it out top, bounce pass, left to the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the lane, kicks it on the right side, back to Tori Weaver, back to Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the right block, her shot off bounce, missed it, thought she was fouled, and rebound grabbed by Dolkowski. Didn't get the call, now it'll be Mustangs basketball. Here's Mazaris across the timeline. Dribbles it high and left, out top of the pass to Abby Leedy. Around the foul circle, now to Brianna McCabe. To the right block, double team. McCabe shot, that's no good. And rebound picked up by Joplin Yoder. Show out left pass, but throws it away to Mazaris. Dumps inside of McCabe, her layup is going to be good, and a foul on Joplin Yoder. McCabe, the bucket, the first team foul on Highland and also the fourth personal foul on Jonathan Yoder. The Cape has a chance for a three-point play at the foul line.
Yeah, that's not good for the Hawks, and they'll get the substitution in. Haberger going to check out. Yoder going to check out. She does have a double-double off that last rebound she picked up, but unfortunate for the Hawks. You really need her on the floor as your leadership.
Free throw good by the Cape, up to 20 points tonight. 41-32, Highland now up by 9. Pressure is on. Passed by Haberger, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Highland. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 1 of 4 on 3-point tries, 25%. Tustall 0 for 3. Highland 3 for 6 from 2-point range for 50%. Tustall 4 for 9 for 44%. And also on the floor, Highland has it. Here's Trish Troyer to the baseline. Runner by Troyer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Trish Troyer. Back out top to Macy Mullen. Mullen, top of the key, now on the right wing to Evie Mast. Head fake, out of the foul line. Left wing back to Trish Troyer. Troyer's cross-court pass received now by Weaver. Out top to Macy Mullen. Mullen back over to Haberger. Haberger's three-pointers up in the air. In and out. No good. Rebound to the floor. Tipped to the hands of Curly Tully. And
looks like Abby Leedy went down. We have an official's timeout here.
Also in that third quarter, Highland 1 of 3 on 3-point tries for 33%. Tustall 4 for 6 for 67%. Tustall out rebounding Highland 8-7. Six turnovers for the Lady Hawks, 3 for the Lady Mustangs in that third quarter of play.
Tustall's defense has morphed a little bit. They're still playing that 2-3 zone, but the guards getting out higher, pushing out, not letting the Hawks get any clean looks from downtown, but they're maintaining their positioning inside.
Meanwhile, going to be a turnover as Leedy crossed half court, went up in the air, had nowhere to go with it, came back down for the travel. Up to 20 turnovers now for Tustall on the night. They've been better with that, though, in the second half.
That's just their fourth second-half turnover compared to now 7 by the Hawks here in the second half.
Highland ball, a 9-point lead in the fourth. Macy Mullen comes to a jump stop. Her pass inside to a backer cutting Trish Troyer, but it wasn't there. Stolen by Mazaris. Into the front court to Carly Tully. Trully in the corner. Back inside goes to McCabe. Her shot going to be good. Strong move by Brianna McCabe, and she's had a game tonight. 22 points. 41-34 Highland. Here's Mullen to the front court, weaves through the defense to the corner to Para Mishler, back to Evie Mast, dribbles it out top, Mast to the foul line, has a poke loose, but a reach-in foul is going to be the call. First team foul on Tustall, and I believe on Tully, her third personal.
We knew McCabe was going to come in here and do well, averaging 20 points a game, showing us why getting great positioning inside now with Joplin Yoder on the bench, having a little bit easier time with the height advantage she has of getting past the guards and putting it up inside the paint.
Here's Evie Mast out top. Backs it up near midcourt. Mast dribbles it near side. Gets the handoff to Macy Mullen. Has a poke loose. Grabbed the midcourt by Para Mishler. Out of the corner. Grabbed by Haberger. Haberger drive to the lane. Her layup off the glass. No good. Rebound to Dukowski. Mustangs ball. They trail at 41-34. And now a dribble by Tully. Lost it. Dribbles it. Pass to Dukowski, knocked to the floor. Move after by Mullen, and finally a timeout called by Tustall. 5.5 to go. Highland 41, Tustall 34. This is girls high school basketball on WKOM. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. And Tustall having themselves a strong second half so far.
It's like a switch flipped in both these squads. And, you know, I don't know if maybe Highland got out to that big lead. And, let's take the foot off the gas a little bit, conserve some energy. We've got some big games coming up. And Tustall's just kind of taken that to their advantage. Or if Tustall just woke up, it seemed like they were dormant in that first half. All of a sudden, they're the aggressors.
Tuslaw basketball. They're down by 7 here in the fourth quarter out of the timeout. Al top goes to Abby Leedy. Back on the right side, Mazaris. Inside the paint now to McCabe. Her shot up in good. Got the roll. McCabe down off the 24 points. 41-36 lead for Highland.
Shooting 9 of 15 from two-point range so far.
She's been tremendous. Into the front court. Highland beats the press to Trish Troyer on the left wing. Troyer, three-pointer goes up for the air. Going to be good.
That's huge. The Hawks needed that.
Trish Troyer has 14. That's her fourth three-pointer. She's buried tonight. 44-36 Highland. First points of the quarter for the Lady Hawks. Tuslaw had scored the first 7 points. Pass inside. Going to be to Dukoski. There's going to be a foul snapped on Highland. That'll be their second team foul in this fourth quarter of play. And going to be a foul on Macy Mullet, her first. And Dukoski will be at the foul line.
Just kind of got run over, trying to get under the hoop there, trying to get a loose ball. Brady Schlabaugh getting an explanation from our referee. Just wrong place, wrong time for Mullet.
First free throw, no good by Destiny Dukoski, but kind of remind everybody why she's going to Ursuline University with 8 points in that third quarter for the 6'1 senior, averaging 14 points and 10 rebounds. That free throw, however, no good. That's the both rebound. Actually, McCabe went over the back of Para Mishler, so we'll call her for the foul. That's the second team foul in Tuslaw. McCabe has her first personal foul. Good job boxing out by the freshman, Para Mishler. And now full court pressure on the 1-2-2 press by Tuslaw. Macy Mullen. Her pass deflected on the floor. Stolen. And going to be a held ball. After that, arrow points to Tuslaw. That'll be a Highland turnover. Now up to 15 turnovers tonight. So Mustangs with it. And they're down by 8. To inbound beneath their own backboard. Dukoski to McCabe in the corner. McCabe dribbles it. Pass now to Leedy. Leedy high on the left side. Now to Dukoski. Now dribbles it. Backs it up high on the left. Knock loose. And stolen back away by Macy Mullet. And she'll be fouled after the steal by Dukoski. 13th down Tuslaw. Dukoski has her second. And Mullet right back to get that steal and give Highland the basketball back here with 4.5 to play in the fourth. And Tuslaw now up to 21 turnovers tonight.
It's just a great job there by Macy getting down there, trying to knock the ball loose, and then takes the contact, able to make sure her team gets possession of that ball.
Trish Troyer with it high on the left, out top to Para Mishler. Mishler spins around to the foul line, lost it, and stole it away. And it'll be McCabe with it for Tuslaw to the front court to Mazaris. Crossover to the right wing. Mazaris. Down the corner. Pass inside Dukoski. Her 10 throws up there. Going to be no good, but a foul is called on Trish Troyer. 13th foul on Highland. And Troyer has her second. And Dukoski back to the foul line. She did miss a pair, though, that last trip.
It looked like she was going up, trying to get the block, and then brought the hand down. Just caught the arm as she was shooting. Not a foul you want to give up there.
This time, Dukoski buries the free throw. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors. It'll be Blaze the Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you. Joplin Yoder now checking in with 4 personal fouls, replacing Para Mishler. Free throw here going to be good as well by Dukoski. 12 points for her.
Yeah, you got to bring Yoder in here. Try to stop the bleeding here.
Highland beats the press. Macy Mullen out of the right wing. Into the corner to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line. 10th throw by Mast up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Batted around. And 5-4. Finally knocked out of bounds off of who? Off of Ellie Habiger.
Well, the official was right there. Almost got hit by the ball. So I'm going to say he had a pretty good look at it.
44-38 Highland. Highland has the full court pressure on. Midway point of the fourth quarter. Embedded and grabbed by Valentine. Back over to Mazaris. Down to Valentine. Dribbles it into the front court. Bowled away by Joplin Yoder. The steal by Trish Troyer. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet high on the right. Backs it up near the midcourt line. Mullet. Bounce pass to Weaver on the right wing. Back out top. Joplin Yoder. Left side. Back to Trish Troyer. Troyer. Out top. Pass deflected on the floor. She'll be off her leg and out of bounds. Some contact, no foul call, and a turnover on Highland.
I think Mazera's got lucky. She didn't just get called for a foul there. Laid a body check that would make the folks down at Nationwide Arena cheer.
17th turnover. Inbounded. Nobody looking for it and throws it out of bounds. A break that time for Highland. Nobody expecting that ball.
Let's see here. They're going to say she got it before it went out, so it's going to go to the far side of the court for the inbound.
Trish Troyer out and in as Evie Mast. Highland to win at it in a 6-point lead they're hanging on to. As now Carly Tully in and Kaylee Valentine will have a seat for the Mustangs. Habiger inbounds it to Macy Mullett. Mullett top of the key. Down to the foul line. Kicks the left wing, Evie Mast. Mast out top. Gets the handoff back to Tori Weaver. 3:20 in counting. Weaver. Bounce pass going to be thrown away. Now grabbed by Mullett somehow. Mullett to the foul line. Back to Joplin Yoder. Yoder. Cross-court pass goes to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. And shove a step on Dokoski. Draws the foul. 14th foul on Tuslo. Dokoski now her third personal.
I was going to say, if the officials were going to let that go, she had two forearms there pushing out. A good foul call there for the Hawks. Now a chance to take some more time off this clock. And if I'm Highland, I'm taking as much time off the clock as possible.
Here's Weaver, dribbles it. Out top to Evie Mast. She'll find Macy Mullett out top near the midcourt line. Mullett with 3 minutes to play. To Habiger, left wing Evie Mast. Out top Habiger, dribbles it. Finds Weaver high on the right side as Highland does run some clock off around the perimeter. Here's Mullett, drive to the baseline. Her layup left hand off the glass. Good and the foul. Macy Mullett. A chance for a three-point play and a timely bucket for the Lady Hawks.
Just a little contact after she got rid of the ball, and it looked like that ball might pop out for a second there, went in, and now you get a chance to extend the lead by three instead of two. The downside if you're the Hawks is the clock has stopped.
Mullett has five, and McCabe has her second personal foul. Five team fouls now on Tuslo. That free throw bounces in for Macy Mullett. Up to 6 points, 47-38 Highland. Presses on, ball knocked out of bounds by Habiger. Almost got the steal as she jumped that pass.
I think she might have looked up towards the basket before she had that one firmly in her hands, but great job by Habiger there. And now Joplin Yoder going to check out here. Again, playing on four fouls. They need her to be eligible to play in this ball game for as long as possible.
Weaver in. Here's a leady. Pass goes front court against that press. And grabbed now by Carly Tully. Pass by Tully goes to Mazaris. Overhead and stolen away by Tori Weaver. Weaver to the basket. Weaver dribbles it, lost it. Dove after by Trish Troyer. She'll be fouled on the loose ball as falling on top of her is Carly Tully. And then Fair Tully is going to be her fourth personal, and there'll be a double bonus now for Highland at the foul line.
So I guess they're going to say there that Tully grabbed her arm while she was reaching out for that ball on the ground. Fortunate for the Hawks.
Trish Troyer is at the charity stripe. 2.5 to play in the fourth. Troyer lines it up. Free throw is up. It's going to be no good. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. The player receives a T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel and Embroidering and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Second free throw is up. That's going to be good by Troyer. Splits the pair. She's now up now to 14, to 15 points for her this evening. Ball knocked to the floor on the inbounds pass. It's going to be
A foul on McCabe. It looked like she bulldozed Trish Troyer there as she was going for the loose ball. So McCabe going to pick up her third.
The steal and then the foul. Third personal foul on Brianna McCabe. Already the five team fouls. Trish Troyer is back at the foul line. Troyer. But that free throw up is going to be no good. And it has the 15 points that matches a season high for her. 10-point lead for Highland with 2.5 to play. This free throw is up, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound goes to Destiny Dokoski. Mustangs basketball. And
stepped on the sideline.
And it bounds on the near side at midcourt. Abby Leedy, she grabbed that pass. Tustall, another turnover. Now up to 25. And Joplin Yoder now will check in and replacing Ellie Habiger. Checking Joplin in on the offensive end and letting her sit on the defensive end, of course, with the offense for defense substitution with his poor personal fouls. Here is Macy Mullett with for Highland. Here's the handoff to Evie Mast. Out top, Trish Troyer. Left wing, Habiger. Out top to Troyer. To the foul line. And the handoff, Mullett. Out top, Habiger. Left wing, Evie Mast. Mast drive, baseline, layup by Mast, off the glass and good. Mast has 50-38 Highland. Right on the fast break, pass by Tully inside to McCabe. Her layup is going to be good.
I don't know how she got that one up there. It looked like she was underneath the basket when she just kind of reached back to throw that one up.
26 points for McCabe, Highland ball. Here's Mullett, dribbles it out top to Habiger, left wing back to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good that time. Rebound to the four, fought four, going to be tied up. Arrow does point to Highland, so they'll keep the basketball with 1:36 to play in the fourth. Highland a 10-point lead. And the wind down is going to be Evie Mast. Into the quarter to Macy Mullen. Dumps it inside Joplin Yoder. Yoder kicks it out top. Here's Trish Troyer with it. Back to Joplin Yoder, top of the key. Head fake, dribbles it foul line, out top to Macy Mullen. She'll reset things near midcourt. Now to Habiger, left wing back to Evie Mast. Out top, Habiger. Dribbles it to the foul line. Habiger spins around, shot by Habiger up in the air. No good, rebound, grabbed by Habiger. Habiger kicks it right wing, back over to Trish Troyer. Highland resets the offense again on the second chance opportunity. Mullet's pass to Habiger, left wing back to Evie Mast. Back out top to Habiger as Highland runs some clock down. Now the under a minute to go, and really Tesla needs to get a foul here. They finally do with 55.7 seconds. Foul called on Abby Leedy. Her second personal foul and more free throws. This time at the foul line, Macy Mullet.
Mullet 2 of 3 from the line tonight.
6 points in all for the 5'6 sophomore guard. Came in averaging just under 9 a game. That free throw in and out in back end. She got the roll. As Kaylee Valentine in, Abby Leedy out for Tuslaw. 51-40 Highland with 55 seconds to play. Second free throw is up, going to be good by Mullet. Marries them both. 12-point lead for Highland. Fulker pressure is on. Valentine in the backcourt, pass to batted away and stolen. Mullet with the basketball, dribbles it with 48 seconds in counting. Weaves her way high on the right side, still no foul. Now on the left wing to Trish Troyer. Troyer has a poke loose. Finally a foul called on Mazaris. And she has her second personal foul. And that'll send Trish Troyer back to the foul line. Troyer again looking to get a new season high. She's matched her season high with 15 points so far. That is up, and that's going to be no good, though. She's missed, her, I believe, last three free throws. See if she can bury this one.
And she's one of five right now.
And this one's up. That's going to be good. New season high, Trish Troyer, 16 points. 53-40 Highland. Pressure's on, ball knocked into bounds by the denied defense of Evie Mast.
And every half second you could get off the clock and something like that is really what the Hawks want to see.
Mustangs with it against that full court press. McCabe's pass going to be corralled on the dribble across the midcourt line. McCabe now to the foul line. Pass to the baseline, Valentine. She's double-teamed. Back to McCabe. Her 10 footers up there going to be no good that time. Rebound going to be grabbed by Joplin Yoder. And has it tied up after the rebound. Arrow does stay with Tuslaw. 22 seconds to go. Again, Highland the 13-point advantage as Tori Weaver is set to check in. And replacing who? Joplin Yoder.
Don't think she realized that right away as she runs off the floor.
Bukowski out top over to Carly Tully. 18 seconds. Now to Valentine. Valentine to the right wing. Now to the corner. Backs it up. Now to McCabe. Knock loose on the four. Diving steal by Habiger. She'll throw back away on the steal. 7 seconds. Inside over to Dokoski, who lays it in. Pretty much do it, though. As 1-0, and that will do it indeed. And Highland hangs on to get the victory tonight on their home floor. As Highland wins it over Tuslaw by the score of 53-42. And Highland improves the record now to 9-1. They've won 9 straight. Tuslaw dropping the record to 6-3 overall. And they've lost 2 games in a row. Again, the final from the Reese Center tonight. Highland 53 and Tuslaw 42. Back to recap the game after this on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Peachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Peachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
It is the final tonight for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland gets the win 53-42 over a tough Tustall gritty team tonight, but Highland gets the 11-point win. Highland began the game on a 10-0 run. They led 14-5 after one. And Highland began the second quarter on a 9-0 run, and Highland led 30-15 at the half. Then the Highland would begin the third quarter on a 6-0 run, but Tustall would come back after that with a strong close out to the quarter, outscoring Highland 14-11 in all in that third quarter. And Highland had a 12-point lead at 41-29 through three. Then Tustall would begin the fourth on a 7-0 run to make it a 41-36 ball game. However, Highland would close out the game, outscoring the Mustangs 12-6 the rest of the way. And Highland gets the 11-point win, 53-42 over Tustall. For Highland, they would finish up with two players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Trish Troyer, who got herself a new season high tonight. Trish Troyer going 4-for-9 from downtown, 1-for-2 from two-point range, and 2-of-6 from the foul line. Trish Troyer, again, a new season high. She had 16 points in double figures also for the fifth time on the season. Also in double figures was Joplin Yoder. Yoder, the Ashland commit, would go 2-of-5 on three-point tries, 3-for-7 from two-point range, 1-for-2 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 13 points, and that is the ninth time she's been in double figures on the season. Also, just missing double figures, Ellie Habiger this evening. Habiger went to 0-for-5 on three-point tries, but she was 4-for-11 from two-point range, 1-of-1 for the foul line. Habiger had 9. 8 points scored by Macy Mullett, 5 points for Evie Mast, and 2 points for Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 53. For Tustall, it was Brianna McCabe who put on a show tonight. McCabe finished up going 10-for-17 from two-point range, so 10-for-17 from two, and also she was 6-for-7 from the foul line. Brianna McCabe led all scores as she had 26 points. Also, Destiny Dolkowski, the other big senior for the Tustall team, the 6'1 senior and Ursuline commit, she would finish up in double figures as well, going 0-for-2 on three-point tries, but she was 4-for-6 from two-point range, 4-for-5 from the foul line. Destiny Dolkowski finished up with 14, and just one other player scored besides those two. That was Malia Mazaris. She had 2 points, running out the 42 total for Tustall. Final score tonight, Highland 53 and Tustall 42. Now for the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Highland shot 7 of 28 from downtown for 25%, 13 of 31 for 42% from two-point range. Shot a combined 20 of 59 for 34% from the floor. Highland also 57% from the charity stripe, 8 for 14, 36 rebounds, 19 turnovers. For Tuslaw, 0 of 7 from downtown, 15 of 30 for 50% from two-point range, 10 of 14 from the charity stripe for 71%, 37 rebounds, and 28 turnovers. Tuslaw shot 41% combined, 15 for 37 from the floor tonight.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, it was Joplin Yoder who finished up with a double-double tonight. She would go with 11 rebounds, 5 at the offensive end, to go along with her 13 points. Also, rebounding-wise for the Hawks, 5 rebounds for Ellie Habaker. She had 4 at the offensive end, and 5 boards for Perrin Mishler as well. And for Tuslaw, it was 8 boards apiece for Destiny Dokoski as well as Malia Mazaris. Dokoski had 2 at the offensive end. Brianna McCabe had 7 boards, and she had 3 at the offensive end. Highland gets the win 53-42 over Tuslaw, and give Tuslaw credit again. They kind of adjusted after the early part of the game and came back really with a strong performance in the second half. And Brianna McCabe, 26 points, and she was a handful.
When you look at the numbers, Tuslaw ended up out shooting Highland in that in the ball game thanks to that second half. McCabe looked fantastic out there. There's not a lot of players that can match up with her, I think, in the area. And this Tuslaw team, you know, you don't like losing a game like this, but it's going to make them better as they look forward to the conference race between them, Northwest, and Canton South. That's going to be an interesting one to see how it ends in the pack. But you take a look at Highland, off to a great start, stumbled in the second half, and I think that's something Coach Schlabel is going to want to see them work on. It's like, we've seen it a few times this year. They stumbled, or they got off to a great start, stumbled in the second half, and I think he knows that if they want to get to their eventual goal of winning in Dayton, they're going to need to get on top of that, make sure they're playing a full 4 quarters of basketball.
Had to deal with Joplin Yoder being in foul trouble here this evening off and on for that, and other players, of course, kind of forced to step up, and Trish Troyer, a big night for her. We know she's capable of knocking down some big shots, and she did that here tonight.
And she hit some big shots that really got the offense going early in it. She hit them when she needed to step up when Joplin Yoder was off the floor, and you know, she took a lot of shots from three, but they were all very good shots, able to knock down 5 of them, and really help this Hawks team hang on.
And I think for Highland, you like this also, like the fact that you were tested. Tuslaw again, gritty, played Highland tough in the second half here, and for Brady Stable, you like the fact they had to fight through a win here and kind of hold on strong here to get a win like this.
That helps out so much, especially early in the season, you know, still not really trying to get your legs underneath you, but maintaining that through the Christmas break. You know, you're not at school every day. These athletes out of their routine in a game like this kind of helps everyone remember we got to stay on top of our practice. We got to stay on top of shooting if we want to make it through here. And they got another big test with Laurel coming up at that shot clock shootout. Of course, Laurel a little bit down this year, lost a few players to transfer, but they're still going to be a good side and give Highland a fight.
Trish Troyer will be our Thunder Nick player of the contest. Again, a new season high for her, 16 points on the night. And Trish Troyer will receive a free custom T-shirt from a Thunder Nick custom apparel embroidery in Holmesville. And for Highland, they get the win tonight, 53-42. They go to 9-1 of the year. They've now won 9 straight. And indeed, they will play their next game on Saturday, the shot clock shootout at the Fieldhouse against Laurel. And for Tuslaw, with the loss, they dropped the 6-3 overall, and they now lost 2 straight. If they're lost to Northwest and now Highland, but they will turn around and play on Saturday in a home game against Canton South. For us, we'll have 2 games coming away on Friday, both boys' camp contests from the First Federal Holiday Showcase. It'll be Warren GFK at Highland, and also boys basketball on Friday. Worcester is at West Holmes. And on Saturday night, it'll be boys basketball. Again, the second night of the showcase. University School is at Highland. And also girls basketball on Saturday night. West Holmes as at Worcester. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website at WKLMFM.com and click on the on-air tab. For Jake Seidel, I'm Matt Roy. Special thanks back to Blaise DeMullins at the WKLM Sports Studios. A reminder to stick around after the broadcast. We'll have high school scoreboard for you with all the area scores, all with girls and boys, all the way until midnight. Again, the final, Highland 53 and Tuslaw 42. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.
WKLM.